Startup Nation on WJR.
Easy to follow instructions on achieving your dream.
By taking action now.
Here again are Jeff Sloan and Dan Gliske.
Okay, welcome back to Startup Nation Radio. Actually, here again are Jeff Sloan and Rich Sloan, the Sloan brothers, on this edition of Startup Nation Radio, talking about Kickstarter, a way for you to raise money for your business, your project, whatever it may be. And we've got Justin Kaysmark on from Kickstarter. And Justin, thanks for all the good background and helpful information you gave us. Welcome back to the show.
Sounds great.
All right, Rich, you on?
I am.
All right, we're ready to go. Listen, guys, what I want to do right now is bring on Adam Rubin. Adam is founder and CEO of Salad Shots. And, hey, Justin, he's already eclipsing your $15,000 average. He's raised over $16,000, has a current fundraising project on Kickstarter. Adam, welcome to the show.
Thanks, guys. Hi, everyone.
Hey, it's great to have you on. Well, first, you know, let's give you a little airtime. What's your tell us about your project quickly. What are you raising money for on Kickstarter?
Sure. We are reinventing salad dressing. So what Salad Shots is doing is sort of taking a segment that, you know, we've been eating the same dressing since we were kids for years and really turning it upside down by introducing flavors that we've never tried before that are sort of the essence of some of the things that we love the most and putting them in packaging that people can take on the go with them. It's great for adults, great for kids. So it's really kind of doing what Ben and Jerry's did for ice cream or Chobani did for yogurt and kind of turning things upside down.
And are you, do you have a Jerry to the Ben? Are you a partner or solo founder here?
I am the solo founder.
Solo founder, great. And I just have one really important question, and that is, do you use cinnamon in any of your salad dressing recipes?
Sorry, do I use what?
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon. Not currently, but if you would like that, we could definitely add that into the mix.
Rich, why is that an important one for you?
We had a friend over to the house, and she threw together a crazy salad dressing with cinnamon, and it was, if you will, a Ben & Jerry's moment where she broke the mold, the paradigm of what we know salad dressing to be, and it was really cool, and all of a sudden, we wanted to do all sorts of crazy things with salad dressing, and I love that Salad Shots is taking a stab at that.
Well, there you go. Adam, if all else fails, just post a Kickstarter for salad dressing with cinnamon. You know you got Rich in your corner. He's in.
Well, the thing is,
he's in.
If I could just say one thing, the important thing is, if you think of the essence of flavors, you can do a lot of different things. For example, we're working on a flavor called pancakes and syrup, believe it or not, which essentially is like a maple vinaigrette swirled through a sort of buttermilk ranch dressing.
Wow.
And so even though it sounds crazy and sort of bad for you, it actually is delicious and is really good for you.
Well, Adam, I think you're on to something. Sounds really cool. I love the branding that you're doing, too. Well, so let's talk about this. Well, especially we've got Justin Kaysmark from Kickstarter on. Why did you choose Kickstarter, and how did you use Kickstarter? Tell us how that factors into your launch.
Sure. Well, you know, to give Kickstarter a bit of a plug, I mean, obviously they're the gold standard, if you will, in crowdfunding. And when I was looking at ways to really jumpstart Salad Shots, I decided to go with Kickstarter. I've been looking at some of the other competitors and just felt like I wanted to be associated with a really top brand in crowdfunding. And also, it's a really fantastic way to sort of bring our product and what we're trying to do to as many people as possible.
And you've got 33 days left in your campaign, as I understand it, or so. You've raised over $16,000 already. Is that right?
Yeah, we actually just topped 17, and we're almost over 100 backers.
Amazing.
Things are going well.
We used the terminology earlier when we were speaking to Justin, your reward. What do the backers get for putting money into your company?
Well, it depends on the reward amount. I mean, you know, at the core are people who want to try our dressings and be sort of the first person in their neighborhood or area to actually get a taste of Salad Shots. And so those are sort of for the $5, $10, $25 rewards. As you move up, we have some more really cool and interesting Salad Shots gear. So T-shirts, hats, things that you'll sort of be the first person in your area to actually get. And then as we get up into the larger amounts, there's sort of some more limited edition items. We're very conscious of our brand. And so one of the things we're doing is creating what we call a flavor blazer, for example, which is sort of emulates from the actual flavors themselves. So let's take chocolate chip. So the blazer will sort of be a chocolate brown blazer with sort of polka dots on the pocket. And that'll be something that's not available to the public, but is very unique to Salad Shots.
What are you using the capital you're raising for?
Well, you know, it's interesting. My background is actually as a film director. And, you know, I've been very fortunate. I also got my MBA. And while I was there, I started looking at salad bars and then realized that the dressings were really sort of key to a lot of things. And sort of the ability to do some amazing things with dressings was sort of unlimited. And so once I got into manufacturing, I realized there are multiple steps that one has to take. And so the next step for us, we've worked on all our formulas, our branding, a lot of things, but the next step is to go into manufacturing, and there's some, you know, quite a number of significant costs. So for us, the next big step is to finalize our manufacturing trials, and then we can actually start going into production.
Hey, Justin, is this real quickly, just a quick question for Justin, that Rich, I'll turn it over to you. Justin, is this a prototypical situation on Kickstarter?
Yeah, I think Adam's story here is pretty, it shares a lot of themes with a lot of other projects on Kickstarter. You know, you have the opportunity to come to the community to launch a project that might not exist, a very, very innovative idea. And then you see this tremendous amount of support. I'm on the project page right now. I just became the 93rd backer.
Great.
It's really exciting to watch the success.
That's great.
Congratulations, Adam. You got a little more money just now. And Justin, you just might get that chocolate blazer. Who knows? So, Justin, can you point out, to the extent that you're familiar enough with the way that Adam has positioned Salad Shots, can you point out things that you think he's doing really well or things that you think he could improve on with his listing?
I would say the first thing that comes to mind immediately is that he's already got two updates. So one of the ideas of Kickstarter is that you're updating your backers along the way, and you're really getting them behind the scenes look at the creative process and offering the sense of transparency. If you think about the way that things are made in culture today, you really don't have any access to that. You go to the store, you pick up something on the shelf, and you don't know anything about the authorship. With Kickstarter, it's totally different, and you have the opportunity to really see the behind-the-scenes look. And so what Adam's done already is he's already provided a couple of updates. He's still got 33 days left to go, and he can provide more, and so I think that's a great thing.
And Adam, how are you, you know, given that Kickstarter's, as we said earlier, a tool, an exchange, but really you have to make it go. They give you the ability to do that, but it's all up to you to make it go. The key question for me is always, you know, how do you create that awareness? How do you get the momentum going? What tricks of the trade did you use that you might be able to share with our listeners on how you got that momentum started, how you spread the word, how you're getting the attention you're getting in order to get to the, you know, breaking that average of $15,000, now eclipsing $17,000 toward your goal?
Sure. I mean, I think there's a couple keys. The first is planning. I think you can't just put up a Kickstarter campaign and assume that people are going to find it and love it. The second thing is it takes constant work. So even after you've launched it, you're still reaching out to people. You're still coming up with ideas on how can we get more people involved? How can we get more people excited about it? And so even though you're at a certain mark, you're trying to drum up even more support. So for me, I mean, initially when I was planning it, I looked at PR, public relations is one avenue, and then also social media. So I've been working on my social media part of my business for the last 6 months, building up a Twitter following, Facebook following, Pinterest. So it's really not something you can just turn on and expect people to get behind. You really have to start working on it several months before you actually go live.
What's your goal, the total amount you're trying to raise?
You know, we set 25,000 as the goal, but I'd love to exceed it if possible. I mean, obviously we'd like to get as many people behind us. But for me, as important as the monetary amount is also the numbers of backers. I'd love to get more and more people following us, excited about us, participating in what we're doing. So it's a combination of things. It's not just about raising the funds. It's also raising awareness and building supporters.
Supporters, yeah, ambassadors. Yeah, Rich.
This is a two-for-one scenario that Adam is going after here. Adam, you probably could go, for this same amount of money, you probably could go talk to, your uncle more down the down in the neighborhood there and ask them for this kind of money. You know, I'm just making that up, of course. But you have decided deliberately to go for crowdfunding, and this is part of your marketing campaign.
Yeah, and it's working. That's absolutely right. Listen, Rich, I'm going to hold your thought. We're going to come back right after this break and pick it up right from there. First, I want to say thank you to Justin Kaysmark from Kickstarter. Wow. What an amazing thing Kickstarter is. And Justin, thanks so much for helping us understand how it all goes. Appreciate you being on the show, Justin. And Adam, best of luck to you. Salad shots. You're rolling. Keep it going. We're going to check back with you. We want to hear if you make that $25,000 goal. We hope that you do. And we're going to be back with another guest who's going to tell us how Kickstarter is working as well. So stick with us here on Startup Nation Radio.